This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:40, and that brings us to Today on Twitter, where it's all about the Duit Raya market.
This comes from a tweet from @ Asfarovsky, who says, "Since I'm working, I'm the one giving Duit Raya this year. And let me tell you, the way I panic every time a new car pulls up and then boom, seven children come out. Like kids, I'm a broke baby too. Your parents should give me money as well." And this opened up a discussion, I think, on the tradition of giving money to younger relatives and children during festive seasons. At what point you transition into being that person who now has to give Duit Raya. And also people sharing tips on how they decide the right amount of money to give, which I have to say, alongside the slight pinch of suddenly being that person filling out the packets as opposed to opening the packets, I think that's the other part of this that's a little bit fraught, where you're like, okay, so I'm going to give Duit Raya now. How much? How much and to who?
It's not, I mean, we're talking about this now because obviously it's Raya, but I mean, obviously this is a conversation that comes up in any of the festivities, right? Certainly, Chinese New Year, Ang Pao is a big deal. Mm. Deepavali as well, people tend to give money. And there's always those questions of who gives the money and to whom and to how much? And does that change depending on how close you might be? If you have three different families showing up with children, do you give all of them the same amount? And it sounds like a simple thing, but it's really not. And how do you even have these conversations without starting to sound like you might be stingy, for lack of a better word?
It's a bit more straightforward, I think, in the Chinese setup because of, well, marriage. And then that being the threshold at which point you have to give money. I think it's also a little bit more of a, I think it's primarily that, you know, because you know then, okay, fine, this is it. I'm this person now. But it's different if instead of that, it's more like you've crossed some imaginary or arbitrary line where it's like, oh, now I'm a working adult. Now I'm old enough. I think those things make it a little bit harder to contend with as opposed to just, well, I got married. So this Chinese New Year, it's going to be like this now.
So if we look at the tweets, there are a number of thoughts, a number of formulas as well. So let's start with this from Razi, who says, "I use an easy formula. If your parents have always given me Duit Raya in the past, then you'll get Duit Raya from me. If they gave Duit Raya only when I was a young child, you'll only get it from me while you're young. If they gave Duit Raya while I was still studying, you'll get it from me while I was while you're still studying. If they ask, I'll just tell them this answer."
That's fantastically practical. I really enjoy that. Meanwhile, we have That's My Full Name saying, "Can do lucky draw. I read about someone putting different amounts in different envelopes. Ask them to choose. And anyway, you're not obligated to give big amounts, right? I'm an unmarried Chinese adult. During Chinese New Year, there are some that give, others that don't. Some just give a few ringgit. I don't hold it against the giver. It's the thought that counts. Also, once you've grown up, don't expect to get ang pao. As for kids, it's a good chance to teach them not to be too money-minded. It was awkward when we had strangers who were kids knocking on our door expecting Duit Raya. Hashtag thick skin."
So I've seen a number of people actually posting about this, about how in neighborhoods or tamans or kampongs, you know, you go house to house, you know, saying salam, going in for some kueh, and then you get Duit Raya. But apparently this year or in recent times, there's been just kids showing up and asking for Duit Raya, like Halloween style, and how a lot of the older folk just find it kind of rude.
I can't speak to either side of this experience, but I think I would be very thrown. I would be very thrown if somebody that I've never met just showed up and went like, "Hi," and then stood there expectantly.
Mariam says, "My formula is to give those who are close to me. Those cousins or children who I've never met and who have never greeted me shouldn't expect to receive Duit Raya. Those that I like automatically get 10 ringgit."
I wanted to pick up on this point about greeting. Because earlier we heard from another tweet that said it's a good time to teach children not to be too money-minded. And I agree with that. I mean, it's cute when you see young kids, you know, talking about money, and then it gets progressively less charming the older mm-hmm. they get. It's just a fact of life. But I think the other part of it is that it does teach children to call people. And that's something that's still very important, right, to most of us, to have the greeting, to know, or for the child in question to actually know how they're related to everybody in the room. And so I think in that sense, there is that value. We do, however, also have SS making a very important point. If you're working and you don't have extra money to give Duit Raya, it's okay. You don't have to give. It's not an obligation. Give according to your own ability. And I just think that that is an important point to bring up, that because it is an additional layer of stress, isn't it, during festive seasons, because it's just a lot of spending. There's a lot of spending that happens. Duit Raya is among that. And so it is about ability, I think. And it's important to remember that people will still love you, you know, if you're not giving out Duit Raya or Ang Pao.
Well, Mira says, I straight up say, sorry, no Duit Raya, sis is living on a budget.
There you go. You see what I mean? There you go. Meanwhile, Fatin offers rates as well, saying, my rates have never changed. Siblings get 20, cousins 10, children of friends and random people 5. If I have children in the future, 50. Cousins, whether they've started working or not, I will give Duit Raya as long as they've not married. I'll give to aunties that help with the cooking as well.
That's a pretty fair sort of rate there, almost something you can print out and refer to year to year. But we'd like to hear from you. How much do you give when it comes to Duit Raya or Ang Pao? Do you have formulas you'd like to share with us? You can call 77732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bring forth Moolah, BFM 89.9.
It is 5:51. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we've been talking about a number of different things. So earlier on today on Twitter, we were discussing Duit Raya, and more largely, when it comes to these money-related gifts, Ang Pao, Duit Raya, and so on, how do you decide how much to give? You can call 77732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Let's start with some messages on Duit Raya.
I think we go with Shamil first. So Shamil says, here's my formula. I'm loving people sharing their formula because this is the kind of information everybody needs. So Shamil says, for nieces and nephews, below 12, it's 30 ringgit, 1 ringgit for each day that they puasa. Above 12, it's a 50 ringgit flat rate. For others, if you're in primary school, it's $3, secondary school, 5, uni and colleges, 10. An additional rule, this is only for kids of cousins that I'm okay with. Those I don't like, I pretend I don't even know they exist. Parents, 100 ringgit for dad, 300 ringgit for mum, because dad has a pension, so he gets less.
You know what I love is that there's an actual justification for these numbers that isn't related necessarily to how close you are. But
except for the cousin thing.
Except for the cousin thing, which is fair. But also, you know, like if you puasa, you get this much. Like, I like it. There's thought put into this.
There is. And I think, to be honest, I mean, looking at the messages that we've been getting or that we read out earlier during the segment, right? I think this is more than fair. This is a good, solid rate. And the thought that's put into it is just a bonus. I wanted to add on that point about only for kids of cousins I'm okay with. This is something that we hear time and time again, that like almost anything else during the festive season, there are a variety of ways to let people know how you feel, whether positive or negative, and this is one of those more negative outcomes.
I will tell you though that as someone who accidentally shortchanged one of my cousins during Deepavali, meaning I put $10 less by mistake into their ang pao, and then this cousin didn't say anything except just looked kind of sad as everyone compared their ang pao money. Yeah, I felt kind of bad about that.
What kind of comparisons happen?
So they do it quietly, not in front
of
us,
right.
You know, but especially among siblings. Because I remember doing this as a kid. Like you gather with your siblings and go, how much you get? How much you get? But yeah, I mean, I also think though it is important to teach your kids not to do that in front of the people who give you the money.
It's important to do that. And I think, again, I go back to that point about expectation, right? I think that it is important to not teach children to expect that the festive season is just a time when of payouts, basically. Even though it's part of the fun, and I think it's part of the way of showing affection. It's become something that all of us do more or less, and so I appreciate that. But the expectation part and the obligation part, I'm glad that there are messages coming in that are also acknowledging that it doesn't always have to be the case.
Well, Siemens has a pretty hard and fast rule, actually. And they say, for Chinese New Year, I have a decision matrix to classify people into different tiers of relationships. First come, first serve. I have a limited allocation for each category. Once exhausted, that's all.
Love that. Wonder if you put up a sign. So because people come to your house, right? I'm just wondering if you have a sign up on your coffee table where you normally sit that just says closed. Closed for business.
Close.
No more. The other thing I wanted to know about and just open up is, how do we feel about the lucky draw system?
See, again, I go back to the especially with very young children, comparing what they got with each other and perhaps equating that to how much people like them.
So that's true if you, as in your case, accidentally shortchange. But if it's a pure lucky draw system...
And everyone knows it's a lucky draw.
Exactly.
Actually, that's a really fun element to the holidays, doesn't it?
I think so. I mean, the way I've seen people doing it is they kind of just fan it out.
Wait, this is a thing people actually do?
I've seen it.
Oh.
Yes. So I don't know whether it's super common. I don't know if everybody's doing it. But there has been it's sort of... yeah, you just fan out the ang paos and go, here, children, you know, take your pick, try your luck. And I think there's a fun element to that. And maybe that's a way to function on a budget as well.
That's true. And also, nobody feels like they've purposely been given less. And yeah, really, learning to deal with what life deals out is always a good lesson.
That's what I'm saying. You learn that life is fundamentally unfair and random. But I mean, that's just us, and we're not on the side of the receiver. So yeah, along with that question about your ratio and formula, how you decide how much you give, I'm also curious whether anybody did the lucky draw thing and how that worked out.
Send us your thoughts, all of your formulas, your methods for distributing ang pao or duit raya. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.